According to the instructions of the Immaculate Lamas of this tradition, it is important in the beginning to set the motivation. So start first of all by thinking that you're here in this occasion to receive this most profound teachings of the Mahayana, not just for yourself, but for the sake of all sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach this state of perfect and complete enlightenment, this precious state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativities. With this particular thought in your mind, please adjust your motivation. When we look at the act of teaching the Dharma, we need to understand that there is a need for that. There is a need for listening to the Dharma that can be described as an immediate, as a short-term need. And also there is the ultimate need that is established through that. So first of all, if we examine sentient beings that possess a mind, we need to understand that all of them have the potency, they have the capacity to fully develop into the state of a Buddha. And one needs to awaken this potency, to awaken this capacity, and allow the sentient beings to go gradually through this process of improvement, the process of becoming better and developing qualities. They will do that by placing this, reaching the state of enlightenment as their goal, and gradually we progress along the path. This will be the attainment of the ultimate goal, the attainment and the fulfillment of the ultimate need. So for all these lessons, for all these reasons, it is important for sentient beings to come in contact with Dharma, to hear about Dharma, to reflect about it, and eventually to meditate and generate familiarity with it. It is all done for the sake of activating, reawakening this potential that we have. So as we say, the deed of expounding the Dharma is done in order to fulfill these two types of needs, but also it is done always in accordance with the needs, the predispositions, the aspirations, the capacities, the sharpness of the intelligence and so forth of those who receive it. So according to the different types of disciples that we have, we can see that teachings were given at different occasions for different beings, and those are categorized into teachings of the lesser vehicle, such as the vehicles or the practices of hearers and solitary realizers, as well as the teachings of the great vehicle. And within the great vehicle, again, we have teachings that fall into the category of sutra and others that fall into the category of tantra. All these different vehicles and categories of teachings were given due to the fact that there were different types of trainees.
Hanyi da din da yin ba yin du nyu da den da ju an ya o ju da ba jin bo la da ju da do da o da ngau ji da ba sin nan da do da ji ji da ba sin nan da tin ra ge yu ba nyu tin ni o ju da din ni da ju ju a di o ju la ma song ga ba jin bu song na din ni ju di nyin bo ra mi ji nen nam je ja tong ni tong ba ཁྱི
Now, as we say, we receive different teachings, and the teachings of the great vehicle, they fall into two categories. We divide them into teachings of sutra and into teachings of tantra. And as the great Lama Tsongkhapa has said, please bless me to be able to thoroughly train in all these groups of teachings. Now, it is important to actually examine what those tantric or mantric teachings teachings are, and whether they are the speech of the Buddha. We have to accept that they are indeed the teachings and the speech of the Buddha, and in this way we have to say that eventually there are sutras presenting the speech of the Buddha. So we come to the point to say that if it is mantra, it has to be sutra. But when we engage in this twofold division, then we have to make the distinction and say that there are differences between what we classify as sutra and what we classify as tantra.
When
we talk about when we use this term mantra or tantra, right, and we talk about the four different classes of mantra and so forth, the other term that we use, a term that we use for that is the continuum. It can be translated as the continuum. So mantra, the coma, let's say, the continuum. It shows something that flows. It shows a continuity. But another level of understanding the mantra is to understand mantra in three different occasions, such as the basis, the path, and the result.
Now,
Now, when we look at this particular classification of mantra, the two different levels of understanding mantra, of understanding the continuum, as I say, if you want to talk about the actual material that is presented within that, if you want to talk about the four classes of mantra, you would have to look at the collection of texts composing the Kangyur. We talked the other day about the collection of texts, that it is made up of 100 volumes plus one more volume that constitutes the indexes of those. And within that, about 15 or 16 volumes constitute this tantric material, this mantric material. Otherwise, if you want to look at it from the point of view of the trainees and the time where practices will be accomplished, you will have to talk about the time of the basis, the time of the path, the time of the result. So when we want to examine this continuum on the three times, on the time of the basis, on the time of the path, and on the time of the result, first of all, we say that if we examine the continuum of a sentient being at the time of the basis, according to the sutric presentation, we would have to talk about developing nature and abiding nature, naturally abiding nature. When we talk about the developing nature of the mind, we describe this, the evolution, let's say, of the mind. When we talk about the naturally abiding nature of the mind, we talk about the emptiness of this particular mind. If we examine the continuum at the time of the path, we're referring to the collection of different practices and paths that are followed all the way up to the time of reaching enlightenment. And finally, when we look at the continuum at the resultant state, we're actually referring to what is established at the time of the result, what is established and manifested at the time of full enlightenment. And this one refers to the comprehension of the enlightened mind. So this is their presentation of the continuum on the three times, the continuum of the basis, the continuum at the time of the path, the continuum at the resultant time, and this is information that can be found in the four classes of Tantra.
Near the Sibir Shiba Nivas, Dandi Dravachin Travati, Shidu Tramo, near the Sibir Nivadan Dimba, Donji, ဒီမှာပေါင်းရှိဒီတွင်ကြီးဥစ္စာငွတ်တဲ့ရှိကိုကိုရီတင်းငွတ်တဲ့ရှင်ငွတ်တဲ့ရှင်မရောင်ရှိရသဒါတင်ရကရံပရံပငါရှိပဲနောင်ကရံပစံပဲဂျလူထောင်းမဲတို့ရသည်မာတော်ဂျလူရင်ပရင်သူရံပစံပဲဂျလူတော့ပဲတေးလာရောင်ငွတ်တဲ့ဟောတဲ့ဆမဲငွစံလူမဲငွေဆမဲစံကနောင်လေးဟောတဲ့ဆမဲဒန်ဒီဆမဲတက်တိပိဥစ္စာရစကြည့်တဲ့ကရဏ ညီစံကြီးချိဝတီနောင်စေငွေစံတီတိုးတဘဝဒဇောရမ်ငွန်ဒလူဂူဒီရေစေတတင်းတဘဇောရမ်တီယောင်ကြီးဂျမီဂျမီတမန်ကြောင့်ကွန်ကြောင့်မန်ကြောင့်ကွန်ကြောင့်ဝဒဇောရမ်သောမရဂွန်ဘတုပ်ကိုလီကြီးလုံးသံကြီးချက်တွေ့နောင်ရင်ကမရံပါကျန်တဲ့ကြီးရေကြတော်မရင်ချိဝတီစေမရံကဝီမရလုံးသံကြီးတကွေဝရတီတီလီတော်ညမောင်ကောင်ကတဲ့ဒီ တန်တန်ဒီသောရမကွန်တုတ်ကြီးချက်တွေ့နောင်ရင်ကငကြီးဆာချင်းမေလောင်ကညောဝတ်သောသမ်နောင်ကြီးသောဆုံးကတောက်သောရှာဒီနေ့ချက်ဝဇရတောင်ကြီးဝဘကတောက်ချရာသောသောရမကွန်တုတ်ကရင်ပရင်သူချက်မကြတဲ့ဘကျန်တဲ့ညကိမရှိပါလားဟောတဲ့လုံးသံပါတိရှိနေသမ်စံကြီးကိုဝေးပါရောငွတ်တမဆောင်ဝဲဝတ်တို့ကျမကြီးရင်ပဲဂျူလီသောမရောင်ရေချရစီဒါတင်တဲ့ကရင်ပချီဆောင်ချင်
Now, going back into our text, we are discussing the completion stage, and we have explained how the practice of the completion stage can be presented in five stages according to the system, the Arya Akshobhya system of Guhya Samaja. We have already given the enumeration of those five stages, and we stopped the other day in the explanation of the order of the development of those stages. The order of the development of those stages is presented in a particular way. First of all, the ultimate resultant state is explained, and then we kind of descend from that ultimate state to explain how this relies on its previous state and how that state itself has to rely on whatever comes prior to that and so forth. So we were actually at the point where we, maybe the bottom of page 27, where it says, the obtainment of the actual clear light must be preceded by either amassing the two accumulations for three countless eons or the illusory body of the third stage as its equivalent. That is because it is impossible to manifest the actual clear light that has the potency to quickly exhaust the very subtle obscuration that other paths do not have the potency to abandon when not preceded by either of these two. So we're talking about the actual clear light, this incredible potency, and it says that in order for the actual clear light to have such a potency, it must be preceded by either an extensive accumulation or the illusory body. And here, when we talk about illusory body, we talk about the pure illusory body. And then the text continues by saying that the obtainment of the illusory body of the third stage must be preceded by actual mental isolation or an equivalent completion stage, because if it is not preceded by the dissolution of all karmic winds, in the indestructible drop at the heart, by the strength of meditation, in accordance with the stages of death, obtainment of the illusory body exactly in accordance with the intermediate state is not possible. Now, the point to keep in mind here is that this dissolution of the winds has to happen in a particular order, in a particular way, and it has to happen through the process, through the force of one's meditation. It is true that there are different occasions where naturally the dissolution of the winds can take place, such as the state of death, but here we're not talking about, let's say, a natural occurrence of that. Rather, we're talking about a dissolution of the winds that happens through the force of one's meditation, through the force of one's practice. And by doing that, one mimics or one follows stages that are in accordance with the stages of death. Unless something like that is done, unless the practice is done in this particular case, then the illusory body will not be attained.
When you that in the Jira, that in the Akoda, the same Muslim Tito Tabu. ဝေဒဇောရမသောပါလာငဝေသူကြီးဒီဝမင်္ဂတောပသောသူကြီးယံလောကံတိတောတပဇောရမငွန်တံဒုဂုယေစ
So we have explained how the illusory body is established, and really we say that in order to have illusory body, prior to that you must have physical isolation. And now in order to have physical isolation, something else has to precede that. And what has to precede it is actually verbal isolation. So it says, the obtainment of actual mental isolation or an equivalent completion stage must be preceded by either the branch of life force exertion imputed by the name Vata recitation verbal isolation or an equivalent completion stage. Now, the reason why we have so many terms here for verbal isolation, Vata recitation verbal isolation, when we come later into that point, you will see that there are a number of practices included in that. So it is either this that has to precede it or an equivalent completion stage practice, because it is impossible to generate the actual mental isolation or an equivalent completion stage practice without completely releasing the channel knots of the heart by such a completion stage. Now, we talked the other day about the channel wheels that we can find in different places of the body along the central channel. We talked about the channel wheel at the crown, at the throat, at the heart, at the navel. These are the four main channel wheels. They cannot be enumerated like this as four, but if we can add some secondary channel wheels, such as the one at the forehead and the one at the secret place, the number can be increased into six. Now, whatever the case, however many of those you examine, the important thing to keep in mind is that in those places, the central channel as well as the right and the left channel, they come together. They come together in a way that the right and left channel, they curl or they curve around the central one in a manner that resembles the formation of a knot. And during our practices, what we try to do is to try to loosen up and eventually release those knots made up by the different channels at those levels, at the different points at the body. If we are capable of releasing those knots, then we can cause the winds to enter into the central channel at these particular points. Now, the text says here that to completely loosen the channel knots at the heart in easy stages through such a yoga, it must be preceded by actual physical isolation or a completion stage practice similar in type, because it is more difficult to loosen the channel knots at the heart than other channel knots, and it is easier to gather the winds in other places than to gather them at the heart. So if we examine this process of loosening up the knots and allowing the winds to go into different places, to do it at the heart will be the most difficult one. You can do it easier in other places. So if you really must do it at the heart, you must do certain practices. Now, as you can see, the whole presentation of this is explaining how the later stages actually need to rely on the previous stages. So we have explained all these stages of the completion stage, and the text continues by saying, to fully generate such a completion stage practice in one's continuum, it must be preceded by meditation in four sessions on the gross and subtle generation stage, which definitely matures the continuum for the generation of the full comprehension of the completion stage. So we know that in order to be able to do these practices of the completion stage, first of all, you must have trained yourself and gone through the generation stage. Because as we said, generation stage is the level of practice that matures your continuum for the next stage, which is the completion stage. And in order to go through the practice of generation stage, you would have to first of all complete gross generation and later on move into the subtle generation stage. That's why the text says to proceed by meditation in four sessions to develop the familiarity with the gross and the subtle generation stage. And one must obtain the complete pure empowerment and properly protect the commitments and vows. Now, prior to being allowed to meditate on generation stage, one has to go through the process of receiving full empowerment. That, as we say, will have to include four levels of empowerments, and of course hold the vows and commitments that come with that. Now, prior to that, there is some training into the common path that has to proceed, and the text says to fulfill the definition of being a vessel protecting the commitments and vows, one must train in the stages of the common paths of the practices of the two bodhicittas and their branches. So first of all, one has to go through the process of generating the aspiring bodhicitta and then engaging bodhicitta and training the common path. Since practices, that's how far we went.
Tema se koramiyan, chi ngama ngama ngondendroni shama shama thukukuyuwa yendu
We come at the point here where we can say we have completed this part of presentation that is explaining the number of stages of the completion stage, as well as the order in which those stages are generated. And when the number is presented, one point was made in the beginning that the number is definite. One does not need to include other parts that are not mentioned in that. One does not need to take anything out of the list. You just have to follow those five stages. Now, having established this first part of the presentation, of course, there is some discussion about perhaps certain practices that have not been listed, enumerated in that list. So you see actually that the text concludes this part by saying, since practices which extract the benefit as represented by external life exertion, such practices are definite in number for all the paths, and they are also definite in their order. This exhausts this presentation. Now, we move into some debate on the stages that have been presented. And it says, regarding this, one says, it follows that it is pervasive that the learner's union, combining both the clear light and the illusory body, is obtained before the obtainment of non-learner's union, because just that is pervasive for obtaining the non-learner's union, explained in the general highest yoga tantra. So this is the point that somebody wants to debate, and now one pedant replies to that. There is no pervasion, but the reason is easily established. Now, also it goes back into the assertion that the learner's union has to combine the clear light and the illusory body, right? And that this must be obtained before the non-learner's union. It says this assertion is unacceptable, because it is said that the obtainment of the non-learner's union in the Kala Chakra system must be preceded by the branch of concentration combining both the body of empty form and the immutable great bliss. But it is not said that it must be preceded by the union combining both the clear light and the illusory body. So just very easily, it says, if you look at the Kala Chakra system, we're not even using the terms clear light and illusory body. And when we talk about the state of union, it would have to be the state of union of body of empty form and immutable great bliss. However, this is formulated as a basis for examination for those with analytical wisdom. It is not to be taken as the final conclusion. Now we have another debate following that. This says, again one says, it would follow in consequence that it would be pervasive that the obtainment of the ultimate clear light must be preceded by the obtainment of the impure illusory body. So here the debate is how ultimate clear light is attained. You remember we said that there are two types of clear light, the ultimate or the meaningly clear light, and the example clear light. So it says if it is the ultimate clear light, it must be preceded by the impure illusory body. And why is it that? Because the author states, brings in the quotation from the illuminating lamp, which states that the illusory body must be generated prior to the basis of perceptual entry to clear light. Now, what Nawan Peldon replies to that is that there is no privation because that is explained as the mode of progression on the path of one of definite lineage of highest yoga tantra. Now, what we mean by that is that we have certain beings who are of definite lineage of yoga tantra, which means that right from the beginning they will enter into the path of highest yoga tantra, and therefore they would have to go gradually from the path of accumulation of highest yoga tantra to the path of preparation of highest yoga tantra and so forth. But you might have other individuals who are not of definite lineage of the highest yoga tantra, and these beings might be already quite advanced in another vehicle, having already gone through a number of those paths, right? Now, also it says the assertion is unacceptable because that being possessing the same continuum as the teacher, now our teacher, the example of our teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni, who had just obtained the meaning clear light, did not previously establish the impure illusory body. Because, again, the illuminating lamp states that bestowing the last two empowerments without having previously bestowed the vase and the secret empowerment and generating the last two stages without having previously generated the stages prior to and including the third stage illusory body should be understood as special cases. And here the special case, the example of the special case that is given is the example of Buddha Shakyamuni, where it is said that Buddha Shakyamuni was someone who up to the point of a very late point of the last existence as a being, as a human being, he went through training which was not the tantric training. So it says he didn't receive the first two empowerments. He didn't receive the the vase empowerment, and after that he didn't receive the secret empowerment. He didn't go through the practices of generation stage, but rather he entered into the tantric vehicle at a much later path. So he only received the last two empowerments, and he did it. He entered the path at a later stage. So these are special cases.
Or that the name by Yendu, Dandaga Rambachu Sanjava di, Damanda Chibanda Udi, or the Malabasanju, Doba Layan, Tungurukaludi, Maguvi Chibarachu. That and then Ditani, Tonji was a Doba Delayan, Matawa Juli Honda, Rugu Chibarachu, Kona Jerzava Deon, Penaji Muserjanga, Doctor Tomba Layan, Tinrayan, Maguvi Chibar, Ti Chibaraniva. That the Nishamayan, Dandaji. Majikalam Latin in Ruanan, Chibran, Nurjiga Jeruari, Yang Kaju, Matawa Jiruto Bala, Semen on the Songi Chavata, Sadroni, Zeruma Sadrona, what you think of a Jimmy Cook, Connie Draper, Ji, London, Semen Chivani, Semen Ji, she's on Chiba, Semen, Dijon Berlon, Yemi Jiruji on the Semen Rugwish, she's on Vishana, much of this, what that you told Ruma Sadrona Songsavati. My Tito am Tabdi, Tamunan Junior Yenosi, Lankanda Masona, Denion, Pajima Jinua, Tosu Lakanda Wichana. That Titabam, Tito Jiva, and Dunduka was Seven G Tonus, Soman Divayana, Seven Gudini, Majita Zoyana, Seven Gutabam, Toti, Tamu Gombala, Denion, the Dritsaba, Tambadi Jonga Divajan Bodi, Gajo, Dati Nina, Namjurmi Jinni, Jongo, she's on each other. Odadi Kamder Sarded on in Chikomindi, Jili started on in Jebayendu, the Majira Marsham Hondizangi.
So as you see up to here we had two debates. The first one was debating the point of whether in order to have the state of union one would have to combine clear light and illusory body, and the answer to that this is not pervasive, and for example look at this at the practices of the system of Kala Chakra. It wouldn't have to be this way. The second debate had to do with the obtainment of ultimate clear light, saying that whether or not it needed to be, must have been preceded by the impure illusory body. And again, to that we say that they're special cases. It's not that are exceptions to that. Now we come to the third debate, where here the point that to be debated is whether the impure illusory body must be preceded by mental isolation. And in this point we're going to give the answer again that again this is not pervasive, and we will establish this by saying that in the case of mother tantras this is not the case. So again, one says, it follows that it is pervasive that in order to attain the impure illusory body, one must have previously established mental isolation, because the Illuminating Lam states that the wind and mind, which are the basis for establishing such an illusory body, etc. And also, since that generating the three types of primordial awareness of mental isolation are the mind and the wind as its mount, mental isolation must precede the illusory body. So this is all the reasons given in order to prove the fact that mental isolation must precede the illusory body, and to that Nawan Peldon says that there is no privation, because stating that mental isolation must precede the illusory body and that vajra recitation verbal isolation must precede mental isolation is from the perspective of the mode of progress of the path of a disciple for whom the Guhya Samaja Tantra was given. So it's from the point of view of Father Tantras, it's from the point of view of the practices of Guhya Samaja, but it is not from the point of view of Mother Tantras. But it is not certain for the mode of progress of disciples of Mother Tantra, because, again, the same text, Illuminating Lam, states that the substitute for inducing mental isolation by the wind of Vajra recitation is the yoga of Chandali, of Tumo. So the substitute for mental isolation are the four joys, including inducing great bliss derived from the winds entering and dissolving in the central channel, depending on meditating on Tumo. Those two are derived from the Tantra of the Yogini. So it says, if you practice Mother Tantras, instead of actually relying on the practice of mental isolation, you're doing the practice of Tumo. The practice of Tumo is an equivalent or a substitute of that practice. Now, we'll continue by a statement of our author, who is again going back into referring to his own teacher, Gangchen Galo, Gawa Lodro, who said the other day that he was the Yangtze of Achyamose Rinpoche. So he says, therefore, in the presentation of the grounds and paths of Yangchen Galo, he states that other paths of Tantra are subsumed in the five stages of Guhya Samaja by their nature, but they are not subsumed by means of actually being those stages. They must be subsumed by being compatible in function with them. So we say that really here we have the presentation of the five stages of Guhya Samaja, and you can see that, for example, the tantric stages may mainly take this one as the basis of their explanation. But this is not the only system that we have. We have systems of other tantras apart from the Guhya Samaja Tantra. So, for example, in Heruka Chakrasambhara, we have two systems. We have the system of Liupa and Ripupa. We have the system of Yamantaka. We have the system of Kala Chakra, where we talked about the six phases of the six yogas of the completion stage. And if you look at all these different systems, they all use their own terminology, but you can definitely find phases in the practices of those systems which are different from the system of Guhya Samaja, who more or less have the same function. They can achieve the same results. So this statement that that he states that other paths of Tantra, you can find in other types of Tantra, they can be subsumed in the five stages of Guhya Samaja. In a sense, you can say they are included there, but they are included not in terms of being exactly the same. They are included in terms of having a similar function, producing similar results.
Da Rinpa Sungka Dzogrum, Oda Dinpa Nyika Dzogrum Siki, Daya Dinda Rinpa Ngasiya Shuyati Kongka Takotari, Yang Rinpa Chukta Shetan Jiga Yuvari, Rinpa Chukta Sheva Yendu Dambu Luwen Chaknan Dana, Dzogrum La Yina Luwen Dambu Ji, Ngawen Nyiva Ji, Daya Sumpa Sanyan Ji, Rinpa Sumji, Oda Dinita Dah dini dah jawadi jadu ji, ngawadi osar ji, tubadi sanju di ramba tuhde cedang juga yuaris, ramba tuhde sanghadang, yang ramba ngar sana luwen madang aji, kerjaan siwan aji, durji diwa ramba, semna mukba ramba si, odah tiji sana ramba ngar sana guyuaris, dah ramba jir sanghadang, dah dini jawa yang no tuhde sangha, kerjaan dah tungkur kerja jawa yang no tu sanju tuso. Sir Duyana Dinoan Dagayuaris in a song, and I'm the Yedi Yambi, Garva Mibar Sanso, or that Nathanaji Sanjan.
Now we come to the second part, and the second part is the meaning of each one of those stages. First, the first part was dealing with the enumerating the stages and explaining the mode of their development, and now we come to the meaning of each one of those. As we say, we talked about those five stages that can at times can be enumerated as six, and in brief they can be presented as the stage of the three isolations and the two truths. So, it says here, when we classify the completion stage of the superior system of Guhya Samaja, there are said to be six levels. Physical isolation, verbal isolation, mental isolation, illusory body, clear light, and union. There are also said to be five. So we said that we can condense those into five if we do not count physical isolation as being separate. If you take physical isolation and count it together with verbal isolation, you would have a new stage which is called Vajra repetition. And the next stage after that will be the stage focusing on the mind. So in this way they will become five. Or they could be condensed in the further into four levels and four branches of repetition. It is said that there is no contradiction since these differences in number are due to different ways of classification.
Oji da dina jidan, da dini da dina asi teta susu ton chansi che bala nyi si da di oji da tani songa na oji da zonam rinpa ngi na ni da ji ri da di chetan di da wenpa sangu goni chetan ji nimpa nji goni chetan ji di ni rinpa jina ma jayang goyuwa yindu dina teta susu ton chansi che bala nyi wenpa sangji tingin zanda asi oda dini dimpa nyi ji我觉得那顶人的那靠你一起的当不人把整个顶人的人把整个顶人的经过我觉得咱们上下跌了他当不了什么他独立什么家人里面各独立顶人的我里面各独立顶人的各责任我的什么这个独立顶人的各责任的我的什么十几什么这么当不地那个里面各独立顶人的各责任的
Right, so at the passage that I just read, there is one mistake. So it says there are also said to be five and four levels, and then it says four branches of repetition, of preparation. Where it says four branches of preparation, it should be six branches of preparation, because this refers to the six yogas of the Kala Chakra. Now, we continue, and it says, in explaining a little of the meaning of each, there are two. And again, there is a mistake to be corrected here. The concentration of three isolations, that's fine, and the concentration of the two truths, right? So, the first one, which is the concentration of the three isolations, it has three subdivisions. The concentration of the Vajra body, physical isolation, the concentration of the Vajra speech, verbal isolation, and the concentration of the Vajra mind, mental isolation. The first one to be dealt with is the concentration of the Vajra body, physical isolation.
Oji da dina yinba yindu da ni wenpa sambu dingin zangwa ngur jirwa zangram gomya di ta san durji zama jar yunga di ta nritu ga jirwa durjin changa oji da ka durji dhavya nritu ga jirwa durjin changa san durji dhavya nritu ga jirwa durjin changa tuk durji dhavya di oda chukita chiram ga kamni Rupshi ku chanda wu su 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 mandrava Adita jargu jargu yamba yandu Jiga rong Para songan diwa O jiga songan diwa yamyoga ki ngawarita Tindra yamba topko O jiga dan di ven ven sangdu na Rangu lu di Jiga nritu ku jiva durjin jangka ki ngawarita gumya la Rangu lu di tengu Jiga tamarava nongwa dan shenba Shenba ka venba goni Tetan trabe goni gum guguyuari Oda tindra chikla lume kadurji tingin da Ngawen sadu yang rangu Ngaw din ritu ka jiva durjin jangka Sang durjin ngawar O jiga ti drabya la Lamka kapsa Rangu ngaw ka teni yang Tamarava nongwa dan shenba ka ven guguyuari Yindu ngawen sangya Samen yang rangu Sama yiji teni
Now let's look a little bit at the etymology of those terms. For example, concentration of the Vajra body, physical isolation. Then we have Vajra speech, verbal isolation. Then we have Vajra mind, mental isolation. What is implied by all these practices is that one is generating oneself as the main deity with the concert, and one is thinking, is identifying very strongly with that. One is identifying with that deity, which is the deity of the resultant state. The deity of the resultant state is characterized by Vajra mind, Vajra body, Vajra mind, Vajra body, and Vajra speech. So at the time we're doing our practices, we think that we have established all that. And what we need to isolate is the ordinary appearance and the conception of our body, of our speech and our mind. So in the first case, the concentration of Vajra body, physical isolation. You examine your body and you see how that body appears to you. It appears as being ordinary, and you also tend to conceive it as being ordinary. So you have to isolate the ordinariness, and instead you generate your body as the body of the main deity with concert. You identify with being the deity, and you identify in particular with being the Vajra body of the deity. When you come at the second level of the practice, you have to isolate your speech from appearing as ordinary or from being conceived as ordinary, and rather you have to see your speech as being the Vajra speech of the resultant deity. When you are at the third level, where you're practicing mental isolation, you have to isolate your body from appearing, your mind from appearing as ordinary or being conceived as ordinary, and rather you have to see it as the Vajra mind, the resultant mind of the deity.
Oggi da dine ci da da dine da dambo lue ge du ji da dine da ge ngo wo ding wo zong wo zin da dambo ne ling di zi da song an di wa po li ge o da ji rem ta ro thar shen ba nam ju ba di o go re zi da ji no no ta a wa ne ri ta a wa de di a ta ba mi ji ma ni o go de ni o ji thu lin tha mo ji go mi ti to ge Nama merda, siapa cilonga, niwa cilonga, tempat cilonga sem, wajib dah semua niwa kapdi, semua mera kerja ku, juga zaman muka kap ni, nama marga marni tiada mubatih aji, yang tu jin kalu kap tu soye na, nama marga yarni mansam kat tiga ti mubatih aji, yang tu kalu demca tu soye na, juga tiba canggur kewia mubatih aji. Jadi susu ni tambo mereka tiada di guna pun sendiri mana bayuah di cipta cipta dersi marjin kham tambo agak guni yang sangat bayuari. Oh jadi garban itu mending itu dan na agur sama di saman juga kalau di thomo main pasang dingi agun thamu agun kita long mer cipta cilonga niwa cilonga tempat cilonga sem jawa di jawa dini tahu isi. Jika kerja gua tumbuh yesi jadi, jika di nangku dah tumbuh isi dan nam cikani mandah dawat tiada zaman di, dah yang dah tiang aku lawan sih dah, ligo tu ke lawan, ligo mek lawan tiang aku kongga ke lawan tamji serdunia dah nyeki, wemina am dah 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 tiang aku bayuari, tambah di semua isi.
So we come to the definition of the first one, which is the concentration of the Vajra body physical isolation. It says, it is the completion stage practice generated by a yogi who has consummated the subtle and gross generation stage of this system, meaning the system of Guhya Samaja. From that yogi generating the primordial awareness of the empties derived from causing the winds to enter, abide and dissolve in the central channel. It has to be a fully qualified entrance, abidance and dissolution of the winds in the central channel. How you do that? You do that by meditating on the subtle drop in the lower opening of the central channel. Because this is the system of Guhya Samaja, the place of the focal object where we turn our attention is the lower opening of the central channel. But this focal place would actually change according to the system of Tantra that one is practicing. If you're practicing the Kala Chakra, in the beginning you would direct your attention at the upper opening of the central channel, which is found between the two eyebrows. If you're practicing the system of Yeruka, you would direct your attention at the point of the navel. So you can see that different tantras offer you different places upon which you have to direct your attention and meditate. This is not to be seen as contradiction between the tantras, but rather it is given as different information that is necessary in accordance to the predispositions and the makeup of different disciples. So you meditate on the subtle drop at the lower opening of this central channel, and you cause the, as we say, you generate the primordial awareness of the empties that are derived from causing the winds to enter, abide and dissolve into the central channel to arise. This is the lower limit of that particular stage, and it goes all the way up to, but not including, the generation of the primordial awareness that arises through dissolving the upper and lower winds in the central channel at the heart. Because once you reach at this point, you have already moved into the second level, which is verbal isolation. So up to, but not including this point. This is the nature of the completion stage, physical isolation.